The Hamilton County Office of Reentry may be your pathway to self-sufficiency. Share this. Hamilton County Office of Reentry offers programs to assist returning citizens formerly incarcerated in becoming self-sufficient. Cincinnati Hamilton County Justice Department releases approximately 1,900 prisoners yearly from confinement, and the Ohio Department of Correction removes more than 4,000 people yearly from community supervision, probation, and parole into the general population. Reentry from a correctional institution is difficult for the nearly 6,000 parolees returning to Ohio communities yearly. Every sentenced offender faces challenges accessing resources critical for self-sufficiency, like education, jobs, housing, and healthcare after prison. Hamilton County's approach to reentry. Hamilton County Corrections and the Criminal Justice System created the Office of Reentry, HCOR, to save taxpayers' dollars, increase public safety, and reduce probation violations and reoffending by connecting returning citizens to resources. This justice reform helps the prison systems and felons on probation and parole by keeping them out of jails and prisons. Recidivism rates in Ohio, or Hamilton County, remained at 33% for the past 3 years. Receive our newsletter for all things Black Cincinnati. Groups created by VOYCAACC list Voice of Black Cincinnati Research Participants Black Leaders. It costs taxpayers about $13,000 yearly to house just one inmate behind bars at the Hamilton County Justice Center prisons. Moreover, the unemployment rate in Southwest Ohio remains at record lows. To reduce incarceration costs and offer solutions to workforce shortages in Hamilton County and first-ring suburbs, HCOR is looking to help transition more men and women from imprisonment to self-sufficiency. Evidence-based reentry prison system policies and programs enacted in Hamilton County have improved outcomes for people released from correctional facilities and significantly reduced returns to prison and jails from parole. These programs are most effective when initiated after sentencing and before the person's release from mass incarceration at the correctional facility. However, HCOR reentry coordinators have also had many successes working with persons who receive support and counseling post-release. HCOR now leads several programs and offers various services to persons pre- and post-release, including vocational programs for nonviolent offenders released from prison. Pre-release programs and services. The program uses the Cognitive Behavior Intervention Curriculum. This curriculum equips participants leaving the prison population with skills to tackle criminal thinking, resolve conflicts, and make responsible choices based on strong morals. Additionally, it provides a manhood, parenting component and faith-based mentoring for well-rounded reintegration to reduce repeat convictions. Related article, Felon-Friendly Companies. HCOR also supports the Alternative Interventions for Women, AIW, a program led by Court Clinic for Female Offenders in Hamilton County that offers those with co-occurring mental health and substance abuse disorders intervention and treatment to reduce reoffending. In collaboration with the Court Clinic program and corrections officers, HCOR engagement instills hope, teaches life skills, and connects program participants to community resources. Black woman smiling and carrying a folder while leaving meeting room post-release support and resources. HCOR collaborates with River City Correctional, Cincinnati State Community College, Beacon of Hope, and Cincinnati Works. Together they prepare women for re-entering society after incarceration. This partnership empowers these women to build sustainable careers. Funding for this project comes from public and private sources, PNC Foundation and Ohio Jobs and Family Services. River City Women's Correctional Facility runs a unique program where inmates can participate in supply chain classes at Cincinnati State. Upon completing the program, the participants receive a certificate of completion and are offered entry-level positions at Nehemiah Manufacturing. Upon completing the program, they earn a certificate and are offered entry-level jobs at Nehemiah Manufacturing. Related article, Cincinnati Apprenticeships: The Economic Impact of Reentry. The Ohio Justice and Policy Center cites economic research claiming Ohio loses $2 billion annually in GDP. This is attributed to limitations based on criminal records that prevent qualified workers from finding jobs after release from prison. Even more difficult for those with a felony. Returning citizens from detention in state prisons are answers to the skilled labor shortage. For more information, To learn more about the Hamilton County Office of Reentry, call 513-946-4304 between 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Monday through Friday. There, learn how someone incarcerated can apply for pre-release programs and to schedule a meeting with a reentry coordinator. Their office is 138 East Court Street, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45202, room number 101. Related article. Jobs that require no experience. Crystal Kendrick, publisher, The Voice of Black Cincinnati. LinkedIn icon, The Voice of Black Cincinnati, is a media company designed to educate, recognize, and create opportunities for African Americans. Want to find local news, events, job postings, scholarships, and a database of local Black-owned businesses? Visit our homepage, explore other articles, subscribe to our newsletter, like our Facebook page, join our Facebook group, and text VOBC to 513-270-3880. Cincinnati Hamilton County Office of Reentry. Images provided by copyright, Cineberg, Adobe Stock. Share this.